This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
It is Stupid News time here at FM 99. Item number one is Stupid News this morning.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner.
Debit cards and other personal items from multiple burglary and theft victims were found in the purse of a woman accused of an alleged carjacking in Palm Beach. According to the sheriff's office, deputies were alerted to the carjacking, which happened behind a Publix grocery store at around noon on Saturday. Within minutes, a deputy reported spotting the stolen vehicle and pulling it over less than 2 miles from the crime scene. Purse belonged to the driver, Nakaya Acklin, the only person in the vehicle at the time. In addition to debit cards, the deputies found another person's driver's license and 5 different smartphones.
Wow.
They then linked 3 of the names on debit cards to victims of crimes from earlier in the month. But where's this car from? Where's the carjacking? That's what everybody wants to know. The 85-year-old victim of the carjacking told investigators that they had just finished having sex behind the Publix grocery store.
Hey,
my man. Absolutely in the afterglow.
I'm sorry.
85.
You're going to break bones doing that, lady.
They had just finished, and she took the vehicle. A deputy then noted the victim was initially reluctant to press charges because he was ashamed and wanted just to talk to his daughter. I understand. Well, deputies then cited body cam footage from one of the deputies who spoke with Ms. Acklin in that video. She said she'd had sex with the guy, and the reason that she had his vehicle was because he had asked her to go get him some drugs, and so she's just running this errand.
85 years old.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what else are you going to do?
Oh, my gosh. 85. So, bring in the heat. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. 85-year-old guy. Eventually, he does get to talk to his daughter, and they sort this all out, but it's very embarrassing.
Aww. Very spry for 85.
Yeah. Well, initially, he didn't want to talk, and then they were going to write him a citation for didn't have a driver's license or something.
Right.
Basically, they were coercing him, kind of.
Kind of.
Into giving a statement so they could arrest this woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not, well, you know, not fun.
Might as well say, you know, you're 85, might as well say
own it.
Yeah.
Own it.
Yeah.
That's
right.
85. I'm 85.
I got busy.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. I got pipe.
That's right.
That pipe needs to go in the ground.
That's right. Yeah.
I'll give you to get laid.
I'll give you my name, but my friends call me Freight Train.
Yeah. There you go. That's item one.
Item number two. Yeah. No, this isn't from Italy. This is from Florida.
Oh, okay. Yes, I can totally tell.
46-year-old man is arrested after a road rage? Yeah, road rage incident.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me a second to smell toast. Yeah. He threw something out of the passenger side window into another car.
Yeah.
Happened to be pasta with sauce.
He threw... Oh. In New Jersey... This is a beating. In Philadelphia, you're getting beaten.
You don't spill the pasta.
My mom made that.
Yeah.
Wait, you throw my ma's gravy on the ground? What the hell is wrong with you?
Ultimate disrespect.
Yeah.
Gonna have to whack you now.
Yeah. He didn't spill it. He threw it. I mean, he just
That
threw
was
it.
Homemade sauce. You don't spill the sauce.
No, that's you right. don't.
You throw store brand. Give me some Prego. I'm really mad at this guy.
The victim had was covered in pasta with sauce when the police arrived.
Oh, my.
And they eventually found the guy who did it.
Yeah.
And he had stains on his sleeve matching the sauce.
Uh-huh. So, Yeah, forensics.
That's right.
Yeah. We tested the sauce on his sleeve against the sauce on the victim.
It was a perfect match. It was a bolognese.
Yes, it was.
Got the right amount of garlic in there.
Delicious.
We taste tested the sauces. We licked the victim's face. Then we dabbed our finger on the jacket sleeve of the perpetrator.
My partner tasted called for steak. Some Parmesan, added that to the victim.
Delicious garlic bread.
It's warming up.
And then we had a nice dessert wine.
Oh, my God.
We ordered a Moscato, and we watched the sun go down together.
Guys, I'd really like to go home. Well, we're not done yet. We got more investigating. Sit back down.
Sit down. Get another. Get more bread. Fantastic.
Apparently, the incident was over some glaring headlights. So he got mad that his headlights were bright. It was like, here.
Those blue headlights.
No.
Have a taste of this.
Bright white ones like you're at a Kiss concert. I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
There's no reason for them in Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
You have lights everywhere. Cut the crap.
Well,
now they come stock, man.
Yeah, I know. People
turn
them up,
though. They're coming out of the
factory,
though.
Yeah.
Finally, this. This is called the little tiny story of the day.
Oh, okay.
Time now for the little tiny story of the day. Clarence Yoder. Clarence is a 40-year-old man from Idaho Falls, Idaho. He was enjoying some time at Yellowstone National Park.
Okay.
Doing what people do at Yellowstone National Park. Getting drunk and hassling the bison.
I was just going to say he was messing with the animals, right?
Of course.
That's
stupid
course.
News. Let's know where we are, right?
Look at you. You got four legs. Ha!
Well, Clarence ran up and kicked a bison.
He kicked
a bison? Drunk-ass Clarence, yep. The animal kicked him back, sent him tumbling, and then he was arrested on a federal crime because it's a national park.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he'll be recuperating in jail. The end.
He's lucky he's around to be arrested.
Yeah.
Because that bison could have made it his last mistake.
Yeah.
Beat his ass.
Dude.
Bison don't really put up with that.
Nope.
So.
Nope.
Yeah, what's the expression?
Bye, Clarence.
I think it is bison don't play.
I believe that's it. Is it still popular?
I think we had
that list of slang terms earlier.
That bison clapped back.
Yes, he did.
I understand it was a very zesty bison, too.
Hey, those three stories are true.
Clapping back.
And that's why this is...
Stupid News.